Hello, 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 good people. Welcome to Broken Vessels Podcast. This is your girl, your host, Latoya Washington here. I am so excited to be back on this beautiful day. We know the world right now in America definitely is celebrating Independence Day. But I want to talk to you about true freedom, true liberty that is found in Christ Jesus. And by faith, we are free, free indeed, free in our mind, free in our soul, free in our heart. So I just want to just tap into the word today, as many of us may be home resting. Many of us may be preparing for that barbecue and oh, put a little hot dog and hamburger aside for your girl. Listen, one thing I love about God's word, as we continue to draw closer and closer and closer to Him, as we continue to allow the word of God to examine our hearts and to set us free and break the very chains and bondages that's within us, that's in the deep chambers of our hearts, the impurities and unholiness, whatever it may be, allow the word of God to do that. But we're going to dive on in today to this word that will be found in Romans 8, starting at verse 12. We're going to be talking about sonship identity. Oh, when I tell you there's nothing like accepting and knowing and walking in the true identity of a son and daughter of God. Many of us have tried, and I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for everybody. But I tell you, there were times in my life where I was walking and running and thirsting after love and after and longing for acceptance from people, from man. But as the word of God tells us, the fear of man is a snare. And so we want to walk in the freedom and liberty, knowing that we are sons and daughters of God. And I just thank Him for this word today, so that even though in America we are celebrating independence, Lord, I know that those who are listening, those who will catch the replay, will know and accept and walk in the identity of a son and daughter, knowing that we are loved, and most importantly, knowing that God is love, knowing that if He does nothing else, knowing that if He doesn't take us to across seas or wherever, we are living our daily walk with our families and our communities and our 9-to-5 jobs. We are just grateful because we know we are still sons and daughters. Some's calling might be greater. Some's calling might be local. Some's calling might be statewide. It don't even matter. But when we know we are sons and daughters, we can walk in that. Our identity is in that. Our love is in that, because we know we are God's children. And the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, bears witness of that. So we listen, let me calm on down, because I'm telling you, when you talk about this sonship from somebody who used to be looking and somebody who was trying to be accepted here and there and was rejected, and oh, we're going to talk about it and keep it real. I thank God for the rejection. I thank God for the times that we were overlooked and the times we were misunderstood. I thank God, because I know that now it all is working for our good. It all is helping us to press on and to move forward and know that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. So let's get into Romans 8 at verse 12. It says, "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death," my God, "the deeds of the body, you will live." We got to die. We got to die. Oh, but that's a whole nother podcast. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." I can call Him Abba. I can call Him Father. Hallelujah. Because I've been adopted. Hallelujah. I have been adopted. And It says the Spirit himself bears witness of our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Let me tell y'all something. God is so faithful. God is so wonderful. When we walk in the sonship identity, we know we are sons and daughters. We know when Abba is speaking. Hallelujah. We know when he's talking to us. We know that even in the silence that he's still speaking. That even in the stillness, our Father is still with us because we know we are sons and daughters. We don't need to chase after everybody. We don't need to run after everything because we know we are sons and daughters. And we want our Father to be pleased in everything that we do and say. And everywhere that we go, we want our Father to be pleased. And he's such a loving Father that he would not even allow us, if we see some heat sources, that he'd be careful to tell us to be careful with that. Don't touch that. Be mindful of that. Hold on to me. Trust in me. Depend on me. Hallelujah. To stand, because you are my son and daughter. You belong to me. The Holy Spirit bears witness. My God. Let me read that again. It says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. We are the children of God. So I tell you today, there's no freedom like knowing, hallelujah, that we are free indeed. Because who the Son sets free is free indeed. We are not here searching and longing and trying to figure out who we are in man and things and materialism and positions and powers and titles. We know we are accepted even if we're just putting groceries in the grocery bag. We know we are accepted by God if we're sitting in a boardroom. We know we are accepted by God and loved by God and our sons and daughters of God if we are sitting at home taking care of our kids full time. Our identity, hallelujah, is sonship. We don't need to perform because we know we are sons and daughters of God. We don't need to compete and compare and be jealous and envious and provoking one another in wrath and anger. We can provoke one another in love because we know we are the sons and daughters of God. And that each and every one of us has a calling and a purpose and a plan in the kingdom of God. We know that we are the children of the Most High God. We can walk in that identity. We can walk in truth. We can walk in love. And we can cry out, Abba Father. Abba Father, hallelujah. We can cry out to him. There's nothing like crying out to the Lord. There's nothing like laying it out before him. So good people, on this beautiful day, as you spend time with family, friends, loved ones, wherever it may be, I want you to know you are free to walk in the identity of sonship. Read Romans 8 in its entirety. And allow the Holy Spirit to get that word deep down in your bone and your marrow to feed you, to feed your spirit, man. Because we need to know who we are in this very hour. We need to know who we belong to. We need to know who we represent, no matter where we are. We need to know. So stand firm. And walk in the sonship identity, for you are sons and daughters. I love you all. Again, the word of God. Man, I tell you, thy word is a light, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Thy word. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, O God, that I might not sin against thee. We won't turn to the left or to the right because we know we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We will not allow anything or anybody to preach us, teach us back into bondage because we are free. And the word of God says that the Spirit himself bears witness that we are the children of God. So we thank God for you all for tuning in to Broken Vessels Podcast. Enjoy your day. Put a smile on your face. Hallelujah. Do a little dance. Hug your loved ones. And have a blessed, blessed day. And remember, you are free indeed.